The fire started last night at 9 p.m. It was in the High Street in Preston Road in Faversham. The fire was mainly at the rear of the building when we arrived. It was quite a well-developed fire, which means it was quite well established. We very quickly got to work to put the water on the fire as soon as possible. But because of the nature of the buildings in the High Street, being all historic and being built one on top of the other, there's lots of voids and areas where the fire can move around the building unchecked, really, and pop up at different areas. So what we had to do was make sure we surrounded all the building and made sure that the fire didn't spread. We used some specialist equipment last night called a fog spike, which we put into the roof to act like a sprinkler system, really, to confine the spread of the fire. And it worked really well. It was really effective last night. We contained the fire really successfully because there was a real fear that the fire could spread because of the wooden construction of the buildings, and that the fire can travel in areas that you can't see it, basically.
So it started in the furniture shop, didn't it?
It started to the rear of a clothing shop, and it was like an area to the rear of the shop, which was again constructed of wood, which obviously goes up rather quickly.
Looking from the outside, mm-hmm. One building's quite bad, the sinisters, but you wouldn't necessarily think that there's been a fire.
No, that's right. That's because the crews did an excellent job in stopping the fire spreading. So most of the damage went up and the fire didn't move sideways because we used tactics to make sure that we stopped the fire from spreading from side to side, which meant that it travelled upwards. So you can't really see that from outside.
The investigations are ongoing today. What does that involve on your part? Police are obviously here too.
Yeah, normally that involves the police, our fire investigators, and sometimes a scientific advisor to make sure that we pinpoint exactly what the cause was, and that's why we need to investigate that and gather information from everybody.